Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
What systems of this world, you're going to see them begin to really shake, because there's a God of the systems. And God says, I'm going to shake everything that I have not planted, that I've not built. I'm going to shake it all so that only that which I have planted shall remain. So the saints, whether we have or have not, We can be like them there on that video. We can rejoice in the Lord. Amen. The flood just came through, but hallelujah, we're alive. We have survived another day. God is still on the throne. We trust Him. He brought us through before. He'll take us through again. Huh? They had nothing, but they yet they're rejoicing in the kingdom. Somebody look at you cross-eyed and you through. I can't deal with these folks. Huh? Somebody said something to you. Somebody didn't speak to you. Child, I know they saw me. Church folk. Amen. You know, the Bolshevik Revolution, 1917, in Russia, before they became communists, in the church, I forget what denominational church it was, but in the church of that day, they had recessed. Because there was a dispute over what color carpets and draperies they would have in the tabernacle, whatever it was they had. And they had recess. They had such a strong argument. Within the time of that recess, communism took over.
Amen. Amen.
Church arguing over the color of the carpet.
Amen.
And the bear of communism.
Amen.
How many are thinking petty thoughts of
Amen.
Me, my, I, and mine?
Amen.
When God is talking legacy, generations, nations. The kingdom within you. What is the metric again? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. How many things have you allowed, or how many things rock people's faith? I mean, people's peace. You don't have peace because someone didn't call. Check didn't come yet. Got one of them pink things in the mail. You know, the pink one. that be easy. And now you don't know what to do. Ain't no peace. If you run with the footmen and they have wearied you, what will you do in the swelling of Jordan, or when the horses come? When the horses show up, the cavalry comes. What are you going to do then? So God prepares us. Faith stabilizes you as a kingdom citizen. Let me give you a good example. Daniel is a good example. In Daniel chapter 6, Daniel chapter 6, and let's start at verse I'm going to read a few verses there. Verse 21. And I promise before we stop, I'm going to show you how to totally defeat lack. Because, see, lack is a spirit.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. It's not just a state of mind. It's a spirit behind that. Poverty and lack. Matter of fact, when we were there, I purposed. I made decrees. I prophesied. And again, worked me like a Hebrew slave, elder. But I didn't care. I said, no, we're breaking this thing open. I guarantee you, over the years to come, you'll hear. Because that's what apostolic ministry does. That's what we're called to do. We're called to open the heavens in regions. Amen. And if you don't know the authority you carry, then you can't walk in it. But if you understand the authority that you carry and it's God-given, it's not given by man, it's given by God, and you exercise that, God is with you. The government of heaven will back you, and you will see results. The devil will have to bow his knee. I don't care where he's at. He can be in Asia. He can be in South America. He can be in your backyard. Wherever he's at, he's going to have to bow his knee. Amen. When you show up, you should shift atmospheres. Amen. And not go in guessing. Look at somebody, tell them, I'm a king. You are a king. You got to know you're a king. Don't just be saying it. You got to know. He has made us to be kings. The word of a king is law. Amen. You can't be just floundering and guessing about stuff you say. No, that's why you got to be mindful of your words. In the power of your tongue is life and death. And when God entrusts you, it's because you have, I won't say necessarily mastered, but you've disciplined your tongue to a degree where certain stuff don't come out of your mouth. You don't get in agreement with certain stuff. I don't care if it is a fact. Truth supersedes facts. Amen. Fact is not necessarily truth. The fact might be this, but the truth is that. Choose you this day who you will serve. If God be God, then serve him. If Baal be God, then serve him. You got to make up your mind. Amen. Sometimes you have to suffer for truth. I said sometimes you suffer for truth. But you got to learn how to embrace suffering. Amen. For our light affliction is but for a moment. But it's working something in you. But it worketh in you a much greater. It's working a glory in you. You got to learn how to embrace your suffering. Take up your cross. Wear that cross. Bear that cross in Jesus' name. Be not ashamed of the gospel. Paul said, be partaker of the sufferings of Christ with me. Don't be ashamed. Bear that cross because it's working a glory. A greater glory while we look not at the things that are seen. Let them laugh. Let them talk. After a while, God gonna turn the tables. If the prince of this world knew, he'd have kept his hands off of Jesus. If he knew who you were or who you are, he'd have kept his hands off you too. Hallelujah. Amen. What he tries to do is keep you ignorant of who you really are. Because if you don't know, you won't carry authority. You don't carry authority, you have no influence. But oh, when you start to find out that you were made for this. You were ordained for this before you got here. And you start to step into your grace. You say, this feels good. This is who I am. This is where I belong. This is where my gift operates. Watch out now. Game over for the devil. Amen. And then don't you back down one iota. Stand there and suffer the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the afflictions, but the Lord will deliver you out of every one of them. And when you come out, you'll be shining like gold. You'll be better. You'll be stronger. You'll be more focused. You'll be more determined. You'll be higher up. Amen. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. Not one weapon. It may look like it's prospering. Look like the devil ready to hit you over the head with it. But it ain't gonna prosper. I'm reminded of that time I had this dream in the I ain't a boxer. I can box though. I can defend myself. I was in the ring with this dude. I know when I looked at it, I know the eyes were blank, and it was chiseled like Creed. You know. And the bell rang, ding. Coach took my seat.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.